Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Nafilmi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Bet, at the Mishnah at the top of the page, which is the fifth Mishnah, and this is the second Perek, describing the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tamid Karev B'Tishar B'Asara B'Acharasar B'Shnei Masar. The Tamid could be brought up by 9 Kohanim, 10, 11, or 12. Lo Pachot V'Lo Yoter. This reminds us of the Mishnayot we had in Shabbat, the Menachot, describing the most amount of days that a healthy baby would be born before his Brit Milah, the longest amount of time that Lachem HaPanim would be brought, after how many days, etc. Ketzad, Atzmo B'Tisha. On a regular case, it's 9 Kohanim, as we listed in the earlier Mishnah. B'Chag, if it's Sukkot, B'Yad Achad Tzlochit Shel Mayim. One of them is carrying up the water for the Nisuch HaMayim, that's 10. Harei Kan Asara. Bein Harbayim, on a regular day in the afternoon, B'Achad Asar. Why? Hu Atzmo B'Tisha, 9 for the Tamid. U'Shnayim B'Yadam Shnei Gzirei Tzim. And two of them are bringing up the two logs that go on top of the Maracha. And B'Shabbat, B'Achad Asar. Shabbat is also 11 in the morning. Two other Kohanim, each bringing up one of the cups of Levona that goes with the Lechem HaPanim. And Shabbat, during the Chag, you're going to have the two Bezichei Levona, that's 11, plus the guy bringing up the Tzlochit Shamayim, that is 12. I'm Rabbi Abba, Vitem Rabbi Mechama, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan. So one of them said the following. The water is done in Sukkot during the time of Tamid Shel Shachar. From our Mishnah, it gets to the 12th by having it be Shabbat during Sukkot, and Shabbat is when you have two extra in the morning, plus the extra one for Sukkot. If you think that it's done in the afternoon, because you've got the two guys, even during the week of the weekday of Sukkot, bringing up the two logs every afternoon, that's 11, plus one for Mayim, is 12. So it's obviously done in the morning, because the Mishnah needed to have it be on Shabbat for it to be 12. Amar Rashi, Afan and Amitanina, he said, I'll support that from this Braita. When the fellow is going to do Nisu Chamayim, they tell him to lift up his hands and show everybody the water. Why? One time the Kohen spilled the water out on his feet and they all pelted him with their etrogim. So Shmami, now what do we infer from that? That they were all holding the etrogim. In other words, it was in the morning during the time of Tamid Shel Shachar. Why he spilled it out is subject to lots of speculation. Was he really at Stoki and he opposed Nisu Chamayim? Lots of discussion there beyond our scope. Now, how do we know that the two logs are brought up with the afternoon Tamid? B'shnei Kohanim, and by two separate Kohanim. Shenemar, ve'archu etzim. They shall place the wood. Now, this is talking about Olat Nedava, the beginning of Vayikra. In Tamid Shel Shachar, it's not referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar. Dichtiv, ve'archu etzim, v'boker v'boker. At the beginning of Parshat Tzav, it says the Kohen will put up wood in the morning. Rachaleha, and he will then lay the fire on top of it, and then, right? It must be then applied to the next one, which is Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Maybe both of them are referring to Tamid Shel Shachar. Remember the Torah is saying you should do this and do that. Then it should have just used the same word, Uvier, twice. Not Uvier and then Viarach. If it had said Bi'er, I would have think only one Kohen does it, not two. Kamash Blan, Navid Chad, V'Navid Trey. So you see that it has to be done by two different Kohanim. Imke Nemakra, Uvier, Uviaru. So use the same verb and use it in the plural, Uviaru. Inami Arach, Arachu, or use the verb Laroch, to lay out the wood. My Uviar, V'Arachu, why did it say that way? Shmami Nakari Kamina. So that teaches you that the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim requires two Kohanim, each bringing up a separate piece of wood. Tani Rabbi Chia, Pai is Pamim Yud Gom, Pamim Yud Dan, Pamim Tad Vav, Pamim Tad Zayin. He says that sometimes the pious will include 13 Kohanim, 14, 15, or 16. Right, because we have our four options in the possibilities of the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then you have to add to that number four more for the Solet, etc., as we saw in the Mishnah. Vatani Yud Zayin. So we had a brayta that says sometimes it could even be 17. The answer is Hahi Deloka Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Elik Rabbi Yehuda. That does not follow Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that the same guy who brings the Evarim up to the Kevesh brings them from there to the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's going to be separate ones. And it goes rather like Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw earlier. Okay, the next Mishnah. Ayil Karev Bacharasar. How many kohanim does it take to bring up a ram? The Tamid, we had 9. Yeah, the Keves. For an Ayil, you have 11. Why? Habasar Bachamisha. There's 5 needed for the meat. Hakirbayim Bahasolat Vahayayim Mishnayim Mishnayim. The innards, the flour, and the yayin is 2 each. That's 11. Parakarvisim Varba. A bull, on the other hand, is 24. Harosh Varegal. Harosh Bechad, 1 for the head. Regal Bishnayim. 2 people carry up the leg. Ha'oketz Varegal, the back and the other back leg. Ha'oketz Bishnayim, Regal Bishnayim, 2 each. So far that's 7. Chazeva Hagira, the torso and the esophagus. Chazeva Echad Vagira Bishlosha. That's now 11. Shtei Adayim Bishnayim, Ushtei Tfanot Bishnayim. That's another 4. That's 15. And each of those, the innards, the flour, and the wine, are 3 more each. That's 24. Medvar Ramor Mwena. When is this division that we had for lambs and for rams and bulls? Korbanot Sibur. It's only about public korbanot. Korban Yachid, Ratzala Hakriv, Makriv. If the Kohen who's doing the Avodah wants to bring all of it, he can do so. But the flaying and the filleting of the and cutting up of the animals is the same whether it's done for a korban zibur or korban yachid. Okay, tan hafshitavim duchan shavin bizar. They could be done by a non kohen flaying it and cutting it up. How do we know that a non kohen can do it? Shneimar hanubnei aron kohen eshal mizbeach. That the Kohanim have to put the fire on the Mizbeach, meaning Tanat Esh Bayakuna, Hefshev Ntuach, Lo Bayakuna. That only the placing of the fire needs it, but not Hefshev Ntuach. Right, Haim Bayale the Gufei, you need that Pasuk for itself, not just to cut anything out. Shimbarashi Ashkachti La Bayadam Mazbele the Brea. I saw Abaye explaining this to his son, Shachat, right, Shachat, and then it says that the Kohen does Kabbalah, Shkita Bezer Kazak Shira. We know that a non-Kohen can do Shkita. What's the context? In the Parshat Korach, it says, you and your sons, Aharon, are going to guard the Kuna. I might think that even applies to Shkita. And then, meaning, when are Kohenim introduced? Only after Kabbalat Hadam. Because it says he shall place his hands on the korban, the donor, which is a non-kohen, and he does shechita. So since from Kabbalat Adam on, it's all kuhuna, so why do I need the pasuk to tell me that Bnei Aaron put the fire on the wood? To tell me, but that they have to do, but which is of course well after Shechita, can be done by a Zar. Like I still need the Pasuk, since is not indispensable for Kapara. Perhaps I don't need Kuhuna, so Kamash Boran to buy Kuhuna. In other words, I would think that the putting the wood on the fire, would not need Kohanim because it's not indispensable for Kapara. Therefore, I need the Pasuk to tell me that. So that does not exclude Mehav Shevin Tuach allowing Yazar to do it. So here's the source. Right? The Aaron and the Bnei Aaron are going to put the pieces on the Mizbeach. Since from the minute of Kabbalah, it's Mitzvah Kuhuna, why do I need to tell me that the Kohanim put it on there? To tell me that cutting it up is not done by anybody. Putting it on the Mizbeach is done by that. Maybe that's saying that the Kohanim aren't needed to put the wood on. It makes sense that it's cutting out something else in the context of the same Korban. The Kohanim put the pieces on the Mizbeach, but cutting those pieces up can be done by anybody. No, it's the opposite. Maybe it's excluding another laying out of things, laying out the wood. So we have the pasuk that the kohen brings everything to the mizbeach. We say that's bringing the limbs to the kevesh. So it's only carrying the limbs to the kevesh that requires kohanim, but not the wood. But the two logs, that needs kahuna. The other wood can be put up by anybody. So v'achul, amali, what do I need v'achul? To tell me that the kohanim are not needed for hefshefini tuach. Maybe that's also needed for itself. That the coin burns everything. What's it there for? To tell me that he doesn't have to be the one to cut it up. We saw earlier, we said that the coin should bring everything to the Mizbeach. That's but you do not need Kohanim to bring the wood. But putting the two logs on does need Kohuna. Putting it on, that's needed for itself. That we know that the two of them, we need both of Bnei Aharon to do it. So we have Shnayim, HaKohanim, and Shnayim. The Kohanim is plural also. Together, that's six. That tells you that a Keves needs to have six Kohanim bringing it up. Amar Famnuna, Kashal, Rabbi Elazar, Hai, Ben Abakar, Ktiv. Rabbi Elazar asked, wait a second, that Pasuk is not talking about a Keves, it's talking about a cow. You just said in the Mishnah you need 24 for a bull, not 6 or so, or 9. His answer was at the end of the pasuk, it says they put it on the fire, on the wood, on the fire, on the mizbeach. What matter is it that mentions those three together? That's a reference to the tlay. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the end of the parak in the next podcast. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.